The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
If you're not careful, you might just learn something today.
Hi there. Is there a project you're working on?
I know more than you.
All right.
It's the Wally Show.
What you got, Gavin?
So I think that everyone has their go-to like news source or outlet that they, you know, love the most or the trust the most. Even if you're
trust the most, that's funny.
I know. Even if you're not like turning on the TV or the, you know, the news at in the morning or at the night, you do know where you want to go to.
You go to the news that fits your bias because there is very little news that is unbiased anymore. It's all commentary and it's not. It's not objective anymore.
Absolutely.
You know? And you know what? At least as long as you know that, then that's okay. It's when they pretend to be non-biased and you're like, wait, your bias is all over this thing. Just admit it. Just go, yeah, we're going to give you the news from our point of view. I would be okay with that.
That's your favorite part about our thing that we watch every morning, Good Morning America.
Stephanopoulos drives me nuts. Oh my goodness.
So I actually found this website that has a scoring system for just how trustworthy all of us find certain news outlets in America.
Oh, okay. I do like this.
So I'll kind of start at the... I'll start at the lowest scores. You have Fox News has the lowest score at negative 14.
Negative 14.
It's
bad. Oh, my goodness.
There's the... Yay. And then CNN, minus 4.
Oh, really? That surprises me.
I feel like CNN and Fox News are sort of your left side, right side.
They are both equally biased.
Yes.
Like, they both have their bias, and they both report it. I want to say Fox News might be a little more overt about it. They used to say fair and balanced. I don't think they say that anymore.
No, I think it got rid of that.
Yeah, I think that they're more open about their bias. But, yeah, I mean, those two are equal and opposite.
Okay, so now we're going to jump into the positives. You've got the New York Times at plus 3.
Okay.
I've never been a big New York Times fan.
Yeah.
It seems like a posh site. PBS at plus 15.
There you go. You can trust PBS. Anybody that's going to give you a tote bag when you support
them,
you can trust them.
They're the best. Okay, and then the number one most trusted news outlet in America was The Weather Channel.
Oh, that's so funny.
Plus 41.
I mean, if they're getting it right, I guess people like that. So
if they're impacting my rainy day, and it is a rainy day, then I trust them.
Yeah, I don't trust my local weather. My local weather is, oh, no, never. Maybe the national is a little bit better, but I don't ever trust the local weather. When they say it's going to rain, it doesn't rain. Then when they say it's going to not rain, it does.
Well, I've been finding it kind of interesting because the Weather Channel app on my phone has been giving me more and more non-weather updates recently. So I don't want them to ruin what they're good at.
My weather app that I have from the local radio or the local TV station drives me crazy because it's like they hired a 20-something to run their socials. And it's like that. I get notifications. I just want the tornado notifications.
Yeah.
I don't want, hey, it's going to be a little warm today. You might want to pack some sunscreen. I'm like,
we don't need to make weather cool.
Yeah, we don't need to be best friends. Just let me know if it's truly going to rain or not. That's all I require of you. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And there was this crazy story. This 19-year-old taxi driver in Liberia found $50,000 in a plastic bag on the side of the road.
Ooh.
And turned it in.
Oh, wow.
And for doing so, he got a $10,000 reward.
Nice.
But then this college in North Carolina gave him a full scholarship.
Oh, even better.
Yeah, which is like, oh, wow, that's kind of crazy. And it got me to thinking, you know, that's kind of like where we're at right now. Like, this guy is in Liberia and he's able to go to school via online here in the States, which is really cool. And that's the great thing about online education is You can do it from anywhere. I know when I was getting my master's degree, I wanted to keep my life as normal as possible. We still did vacations. I did mission trips and was able to work it in anywhere I could have internet. I had to find a campground that had internet. Not a problem. And I was writing a paper while roasting marshmallows. Nice. That's the beauty of online education. And if you've wanted to jumpstart yours, go back and get your education finished, or maybe start it as an adult, we have a great opportunity for you, because right now with Colorado Christian University, today's the last day you can sign up to enter our Colorado Christian University scholarship contest, and you could pick up $10,000 in a scholarship to go to school. And they have a lot of great programs. It's not all Bible stuff, but Bible stuff is woven into everything that they do. As someone who taught there, like, that's important to me, and the students love it as well, because it's important to them to not just crank out students that are good at what they do, but that are good believers at what they do, you know? And so we'd love to have you get involved with this. You can also win a $5,000 scholarship, and just for signing up, you can win $1,000 right there off the bat. They want to encourage you to take that first step, because if you do, who knows where it's going to lead you. So if you want to get in, again, today is the final day, the last day for our CCU scholarship contest. We want to get you in. You can go to ccu.edu/Wally. That's ccu.edu/Wally.
Gavin's a threat. He's understated and underrated, but I think he could steal this game.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Got a chance for you to win a Way FM prize pack that, if you beat Gavin, will add insult to injury, because he's going to have to mail it to you.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, right? And so here's the deal. We know you're not going to know more than Gavin, because he is the brightest of the bright. But all you have to do in this game is tell us, will Gavin get it? You tell us, do you think you'll get the answer right or wrong? And if that happens with whatever you say, then you get a point. You get enough points, you win the game. Now, Gavin, film studies career,
yeah,
or degree in college. Did your parents, like, go, hey, could you maybe look into architecture and do this as a minor? Or were they like, yeah, this is cool?
I think that they saw how much I struggled with the non-arts related parts of my senior year of high school, like AP calculus kicked my butt.
I can't believe you took that.
That's, I know.
I didn't even get close to that.
It was horrifying. And so I think they realized that my brain didn't work that way.
Well, the good news for you is all these questions are going to be centered around one theme.
Oh, good.
That might play into your actual unique skill set. It's the passions that different actors have outside of acting.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, things that they do that they love, hidden skills that they might possess. And so maybe that will be more in your wheelhouse. So all you have to do, once again, is call, first of all, 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. And then I'm going to ask the question, and then you're going to tell me, will Gavin get it right? Will Gavin get it wrong? And then if he matches with what happened, you win a prize. 855-33-WAY-FM for a little Will Gavin Get It. Here we go, Kristen. In addition to acting, Susan Sarandon also loves A, salsa dancing, B, ping pong, or C, kickboxing. What do you think? Is he going to get this right or wrong, Kristen?
He's going to get it right.
You think he's going to get it right? Okay. Gavin, salsa dancing, ping pong, or kickboxing? Susan Sarandon.
I think salsa and ping pong would be things you're like, oh, that would make sense. But I feel like kickboxing would be the surprise answer.
Okay.
And therefore, I'm going with the surprise answer of kickboxing.
All right. Well, Kristen bet on you, which was a mistake, it turns out. Ping pong.
Okay.
She loves ping pong. She even started a ping pong club in New York.
That's so awesome.
No point there. All right, here we go. Question number two. Conan O'Brien is trained as A, a ventriloquist, B, a magician, or C, a tap dancer. So back to you again, Kristen. What do you think? Did he get this right or wrong?
I'm hoping his smarts will work this time and he gets it right.
You're betting on him. Okay, so ventriloquist, yes, magician, or tap dancer. What do you think Conan O'Brien is trained as?
He's tall and lengthy, so you wouldn't think tap dancer, but I'm going to go with tap dancer.
Tap dancer. I could see him doing Irish step tap dancing.
Yeah, because he's got the red hair.
Yeah, and your whole top half doesn't move.
True.
Like his hair. and so, yes, that is absolutely right.
Yay.
Nicely done, Kristen. You bet on Gavin, and it paid off. But here we go, down to the final one.
Come on.
Designer Vera Wang not only loved fashion as a kid, but she also strutted her stuff at A, the ice rink, B, the tennis court, or C, the rock wall. What do you think? Gavin's thinking right or wrong on this with Gavin, Kristen.
He's going to get it right again.
You are such a positive person, thinking he's going to get it right.
That's
every
time.
That's
so much pressure.
Okay. So was Vera Wang at the ice rink, the tennis court, or the rock wall?
I think that I've seen her at multiple, like, Olympic ice skating events. As
a
watcher, not a participant, per se.
Oh, I did not know that.
But I would say that I think maybe she is into ice skating.
Ice skating, okay. Not rock wall climbing, so we're going to mark that one out. That is not right. So now 50%. Kristen bet on you.
Oh, boy.
Three times she bet on you, and two out of the three times it worked. You got it right!
Yes!
Nicely done, Kristen. Actually, Vera Wang, as an 8-year-old kid, was a figure skater and actually competed in the 1968 U.S. Nationals.
Nice!
Wow.
So there you go. We learned some stuff today, and Kristen, you are picking up a WayFM prize pack!
Sweet!
Every time you start a new year, you know, you start thinking about new year, new you. So what are you going to do in 2022? I made that rhyme. but I mean, it is a good question, like, because it's easy to, you know, start something and then not finish it, you know, and that's where a lot of people run into with their college education, like for whatever reason they got sidetracked. So maybe this is the year that you finish your education, or maybe this is the year you've been putting it off, you know, because life got in the way and you say, you know what, I'm going to make 2022 to my year. I'm going to start doing something and you know, invest in myself this year. I think that's a great way, because we talk about getting in shape, and that's a good thing, mm-hmm. but why not get your mind in shape?
Right. You can go back to school, and Colorado Christian University Online makes that possible. They offer a flexible online format that works for your schedule, allowing you to take a class at any time. That's exactly what I did when I went back to college at 30 years old.
Yeah.
And I had to work a full-time job, but I also did my college degree, and I made it happen.
I did mine as well online, my master's, and I was sitting there at a campfire on vacation writing a paper, but you can make it happen. You don't just dream it. You have to do it. And it starts with making that decision to make that call or go online and say, you know what? I want to talk to somebody about this. You can go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And if you're worried about the costs of it, you can talk to them about financial aid and they can help walk you through that as well. So Betty Rock did it. I've done it. And Colorado Christian University might be just the thing for you in 2022.
Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Uplifting WayFM.
Stories that
accentuate the positive.
It's the Wally Show.
So, Gavin, did you see King Richard?
Oh, I did. Yeah, the tennis movie about Serena and Venus Williams and their father, who was King Richard.
Yeah, yeah. It starred a P.S. Will Smith, Will Smith.
Good one.
Yeah, it was actually, like, I liked the movie, and you learn a little bit about them, and then, you know, you learn their younger days. But I found this thing about Serena and something I did not know about her. She was talking about the complications she faced while giving birth to her daughter and how she kind of feels she had to advocate to save her own life. She had a C-section.
Ooh.
And then had three surgeries afterwards because of complications. But the main point, she feels like she wasn't being heard when she knew something was wrong and could be fatal for her. And she kept speaking up, and they weren't listening to her. You know, she says, in 2010, I learned that I had blood clots in my lungs. And it's been something they caught in time, but I lived in fear of them returning. So she's in labor and she asked for heparin, which is this drug to help prevent the blood clots. And the nurse was like, well, you can't because the C-section wound won't heal. And Serena's like, yeah, that is true. But the blood clot thing could kill me, you know, if it breaks loose out of my lungs. And they weren't doing things. And then finally she was like adamant about getting a CAT scan.
Oof.
And when they did the CAT scan, they found she had a blood clot in her lung.
Oh, my goodness.
And they had to address that.
Oh, my
goodness. And she was able to safely give birth to her child, and it all worked out. But she writes that she believes that it was because she was heard and appropriately treated that her life was saved. And I think the lesson is, when you go to the doctor, it's real easy to feel super intimidated. and not say everything or not say the things you're feeling, whether it's physical health, whether it's mental health, you know, and you kind of hold on to things or you think, well, they know more than I do. But no one knows more about what you feel in your body than you do. And you have to communicate things to them so that they can then better serve you and better treat you. But there's this intimidation factor, I think, sometimes. And some doctors are really bad at this, and some doctors are really great at this, you know. It just depends on who you have. But I think the lesson is make sure that you are your own best advocate to speak up and to speak up more than once. It's not easy, but as in the case with Serena Williams, it was life-changing and saving. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And if you've ever been at a dollar store, been in line there, you know there's always that person that gets to the counter and wants to be funny, like, how much does this cost? It's a dollar, sir. You know, like, oh, not again. Not today. Please, not today, Satan. I don't need that in my life. you know, and so I'm, it's always makes me curious about different jobs that people have and what is, like, the first question people always ask them about their job. You know, so like that. How much does this cost or whatever? Okay, you work at the dollar store. But I'm curious. For you, what is the first question with your job that you always get asked? So what we want you to do is give us the question you get asked. Don't tell us what you do. Give us the question. Because a lot of them are like definitely like you'll find that people ask the same question of different professions all the time. And we want to try to guess what it is that you do. Okay? So 855 33-WAY-FM. Like, for DJs, it's constantly... So you work 4 hours a day, right? You know, yeah, that's exactly what I do. I
be
only
nice.
Work 4 hours. Oh, it'd be glorious. But people just don't know. They don't know what goes into it. And the same thing probably with your job as well. So what is that question you always get asked? Tell us that. And then Gavin and I will try to guess what it is that you actually do for a living. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. And we'll take yours right now. So what is that question?
All right, so everybody always asks me, when do I get to go home?
You're a prison guard.
No,
not a prison guard. Gavin, you got a guess here?
I'm thinking... nurse, maybe you have a patient
that's
got a procedure or something. They're like, when do I get to go home? I want to go home.
Nope, not a nurse.
Really? Teacher?
Nope.
Wow. Okay, you have stumped us. What is it that you do?
I am a mental health technician. I work in a mental health facility.
Oh, okay. There you go. Yeah, I would ask that question a lot.
Uh-huh.
But that's a good one, Kelly. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
So what's the question, Jamie?
The question is, what are we going to play today?
Oh, I think I got this. You're a PE teacher.
Oh, that was my guess.
You got it.
Yeah, because kids always, like, yes. It's all they care about. Are we going to do the parachute with the ball game? Are we going to play Red Rover? What are we going to play?
Yes, that's right. And if I had a quarter for every time I get asked this, I would no longer be a PE teacher.
Yeah, that's right. Like, I'd never have to hear that question again.
Exactly.
All right, Cheryl, you're up. What is that question you always get? And we're going to try to guess what job you have.
Will you put them in a cage when you get done with them?
Oh, I know this. You're a preschool teacher.
Unfortunately, no.
No? Okay. All right, Gavin?
I'm going to say scientist who focuses on experimentation with animals.
No.
Okay, one more guess. Dog groomer.
Yes.
Ah, there
nice.
You go.
I don't know why we didn't get to that sooner.
Well, because the teacher thing was funny. how long have you been a dog groomer?
Well, I'm going to date myself, but I might as well go ahead and do it.
She's like, I groomed the two dogs that made it on the ark.
Well, I'm not that old.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. We're doing a little good news, giddy up. A couple rapid fire good news stories coming at you because the regular news can be a little bit heavy. So, Gavin, good news, giddy up, go, sir.
A disabled veteran in Florida named Tavares just got his service dog back after it went missing last month.
Oh, wow.
The dog ended up in a shelter and someone actually adopted him a few days later.
That could get sticky.
And at first, it sounded like Tavares might not get him back, but local police got involved and they were able to iron things out.
Oh,
and
good.
Now that dog is back home with him. his veteran.
Good, because you feel bad for the people that just adopted a dog and didn't know the whole story, but then, like, this guy needs that dog.
Hopefully they'll find a new dog that they can love just as much.
Absolutely. Well, there you go. That is good news. Major League Baseball is kicking off, and the makers of Cracker Jacks did something different. They are selling Cracker Jill bags at ballparks across the country instead of Cracker Jack. Now, I thought at first, I'm like, oh, no, is this us being woke and being, like, super inclusive, and we're going to change it because, you know, but it was like a one-off kind of thing that they're doing to highlight women's sports and the Women's Sports Foundation. So you donate like $5, and they even reworked the Take Me Out to the Ball Game song with this artist.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jill. No one can stop you if you have the will. So let's root, root, root for a girl's dream. We're adding our face to the game. And we'll run, throw with never a doubt. It's a new ball.
There you go. Changing it up a little bit and honoring some women in sports.
It's much better than any person or celebrity that steps up for the seventh inning stretch at most
games.
Oh, yes. Those guys are so bad.
It's never, never good. I am a big fan of irony. Hey, it's Wally. And recently I did a cash out refinance with United Faith Mortgage. And that's where you pull money out of your home to use on whatever you want. You can add a pool, redo a kitchen or a master bath, pay off debt. It's your call. So my UFM guy, Ryan, showed me all of my cash out refinance options, and I took the one that gave me a bunch of cash without having my monthly payment go up a dime. But then something weird happened. I was ready to buy a couple jet skis, build an outdoor fireplace, purchase a new car. But the irony is, somewhere along the way, having that much money available to me actually made me do the unthinkable. It made me responsible. Ick! It made me think about how I can maximize this gift in my life to better my family long term. Sure, we'll do something fun with part of the money, but I got more than I could have saved in 5 or 10 years of working. And that's life changing. So see how they can help you. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Uplifting Way FM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Gavin.
There are days when I will definitely sit back and realize, like, oh, I've been on my phone for an hour straight, and I've just lost an hour of my day because I was scrolling through social media or TikTok.
TikTok will get you. TikTok will get you. Like, it sucks you in, and then you're like, I just wasted a lot of my life.
It's hard to give up, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think I'll change. But I think that parents have a lot of responsibility these days in balancing their kids' technology time with outdoor time, homework, and then socializing with other kids. And I'm starting to see younger and younger kids with smartphones, like, you know, iPhones. And I didn't get one until I was in college.
Right. You hand like a 2-year-old an iPad, and somehow they know what to do with
it. I know.
It's the most bizarre thing. You're like, oh, I just do this. And before you know it, they bought stuff on Amazon for you.
Yeah. I think kids are some kids are losing the adoration of outdoors and playing and coming up with stuff with their own mind because they're being fed a lot of technology. But I read a story that cracks me up of a zoo in Chicago that is worried about one of their teenage gorillas' obsession with technology. So what they say is he sits by the window and people who are at the zoo will actually show him pictures of, like, their family, videos, and pictures and videos of him through the glass, and he'll just be staring at it. And what they're saying is that they're worried that it's going to that it's already making him antisocial.
Oh, that's funny.
It's making him less aggressive, which is like more of a gorilla nature. And they say that because of that, they're worried it's going to lead towards bullying towards him.
Oh, no. Okay, well, that's getting ridiculous. But the other parts of that, it's interesting to see the ape and kids, how they both react the same way
to
social media. And I'm sure he's like watching the stuff there, like, scroll back. No, scroll back. You going to follow me? Hit me up. DM me, you know.
Record me. I'm post this on TikTok, please.
Yeah, he probably already knows how to run the thing.
He probably does.
But that's fascinating, man, that people would sit there and, like, yeah, again, it's just interesting the draw that that has, even to a primate,
yeah,
which should scare us all, actually.
And I'm bummed for, like, a zookeeper whose job it is just to take care of an animal, and now they're, like, worried about taking yeah. care of an animal's mental health and technology.
Now they're going to have to send the ape to, like, therapy.
Yeah.
Like, so now he's going to have a therapy. He's going to need a emotional support monkey, you know? Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and I'm sure you remember the early days of COVID, kind of being stuck in your house with the kids for days on end, trying to come up with ways to entertain them. Well, there was a lady whose job came to an end because of COVID, and she decided to draw her way out of the doldrums. It started with just her and her daughters doing drawings, and then she started posting them on social media, and then she started giving daily prompts for kids to draw things like a smiling turtle, a sunbathing hippo, a thirsty camel, and it became this thing, and it kind of became art therapy for a lot of people. Then adults started drawing, and as we've moved through COVID more and more, she discovered this passion for this and like that it's helping people, and they share their stories around what they're drawing. And that's, I mean, that's the secret to great art therapy. It's not always just about the art. It's about what you're feeling going into that. And she said that even now, as we're kind of crawling out of the worst of COVID, she wants to keep this going.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So she found like kind of a new purpose for her life through COVID that she wasn't aware of before, you know? And so that's what I'm curious about. Like, what did the pandemic change about you, or what did you discover about yourself in this? It could have been a new lease on life. It could have been a new passion, something you found. You didn't know that you wanted to make, you know, art out of clothespins, you know, or something like that. I have no idea. But you found this because you were forced to live a little bit differently for a while.
And I feel like nobody's per se like glad that we went through a pandemic.
No.
But you can be grateful for the things that came out of it, because
yeah.
we're moving into something a little bit more normal, and you have something that's new and exciting for you.
Maybe it helped you even fix your family, and, yeah. and you started having to spend more family time, and you had a just like a revelation that, wow, this is more important than my job or any other thing that I do. I'm going to invest in this now more with my time and my efforts and my energy. So I'm just really curious, you know, because inside of bad things, i.e. COVID, good can still come out. So what was that pandemic thing and that you discovered about yourself? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be part of the show. We love having you on with us. 855-33-WAY-FM. Did you discover something about yourself because of COVID?
Absolutely, yeah. I'll be similar to that. We got outside, and I started doing chalk art on the sidewalk to encourage people. They're walking. And then a friend of mine saw some of the art I was posting on Facebook and Instagram and said, hey, you should enter this chalk contest for a magazine cover. And my daughter and I wound up winning it. So
what?
Our art was on the front of a magazine cover.
What? Yeah. What was the magazine? Like Chalk Digest?
No, that'd be really cool. No, it's a local magazine for our city, Plano, Texas.
That's awesome.
And
good for you.
Yeah. Now I teach art club outside and teach art things at one of the local properties and help people do more art.
There you go. And like now you're inspiring other people too to tap into that creative side of themselves. I love that. That's so cool. And
yes.
it all came from the pandemic and just having to get outside and do something different.
100%.
Nelson, what was that for you?
I found my wife.
Through the pandemic?
Yes. We actually live next door to each other in a duplex. And she is a fifth grade teacher. So they were doing remote learning. And I'm in the military, and they stopped everybody's movement, so my deployment got delayed. And so we just kept bumping into each other, going in and out of the house.
So had you talked to her much before?
Just a little bit, to introduce myself as her neighbor, and that was it. And we would just kind of say hi if we past each other.
Well, Nelson, you have the makings of a Hallmark movie here, okay? So who do you think would play you? Like, who do you look most like celebrity-wise? Mark Ruffalo, he's a good option. Who could play you in the remake Hallmark movie of your love story?
Maybe Mark Ruffalo. Definitely not Mark Wahlberg.
Nelson's like, haven't been in the gym in a while. What did you discover about yourself during the pandemic?
Probably stronger than what I thought I was. So I had major surgery on my left arm at the beginning of this pandemic. And I pretty much lost my job. It was supposed to be a 6-week healing, and it was 4 months. I'm a dog groomer, and that's like my passion. So during this pandemic, I actually opened up my own personal grooming salon, which went from being residential and getting shut down to now being commercial. And we'll be open and for 2 years as of April, so this month.
Oh, wow. So you weathered the pandemic as a small business. That's not easy to do.
No, and I praise God every day for this. We do one-on-one. We do all organic products, like we're kennel-free. We're a legit dog spa. We do massages and facials.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Back up. I was all on your side for, the vast majority of this, and you're telling me you do dog massages and dog facials?
Absolutely. I do. Because a lot of the seniors, they have a hard time walking, so they need that blood stimulation and circulation going on through the body to help them discontinue their daily life of getting up and getting water.
All right, that makes a little more sense. Now explain the facial to me, because that seems excessive.
So the facials, it's tear stains, you get like the food stains, you know, that's what that's for, just okay. To brighten up that coat in those dirty areas.
Okay, I got you. That sounds way better. I just picture a dog with cucumbers on its eyes laying back in a chair, Hey, well, congratulations on surviving the pandemic and actually coming out of it stronger on the other side.
Absolutely. Thank you.
For years and years and years, the dog has been man's best friend, but now chickens are edging their way into that spot because chickens are pretty awesome.
So awesome, in fact, that they have their own Chicken of the Month Club, and let's see if dogs can do that. This is where you can give 2 chickens to a family in need by only giving $28 a month.
If somebody were to give me 2 chickens and go, here you go, here are 2 chickens, do something with them, I would have no idea. I would probably name them. I would dress them up in sweaters. None of that does any good. But in developing countries, people know what to do with chickens. Chickens provide a ton of eggs, which can provide income for a family that is struggling to break the cycle of poverty. They also provide nutrition for families. Don't tell the chickens that part. But they also can sell the chicks in the marketplace. It's a great source of income. We all talk about side hustles. This is a way you can invest in a family to help them break the cycle of poverty for just $28 a month.
And it's by giving a chicken. So text the word chicken to 919-79. That's chicken to 919-79.
And all of this is made possible through our friends at Food for the Hungry. They do so much great work for the underserved and underprivileged, and you can be a part of that today. We'd love to have you get involved. Again, text chicken to 919-79.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Betty Rock is on vacation, so I am covering for her. You always think about struggling actors and they're waiting tables and they're just trying to make it. And it's kind of my daughter, She's working at Disney trying to make it, and kind of things. But there are some actors and actresses that came from a life of privilege and prestige.
Ooh.
That did not have to struggle.
Pinkies up.
I was surprised at some of them. Ariana Grande apparently came from money. I did not know that. She started off on that TV show before she was a singer.
Yeah, Victorious, where she had the very bright red hair.
Yeah, okay. So her mom was a CEO of a communications company. Taylor Swift, well known that her dad was very wealthy and invested in her career and even invested in the record company that did her first album so he would make bank even more. Benedict Cumberbatch comes from a family of merchants and adventurers, and they said, unfortunately, some of his holdings were slave plantations in Barbados. It's like, why you gotta bring that up?
Yeah.
Like, Cumberbatch had nothing to do with that.
And Benedict even sounds like an adventurer's name.
Yeah. Yeah. Edward Norton's grandfather invented the shopping mall, apparently.
What?
Yeah, so we have him to thank for
that's
that.
That's awesome.
Paul Giamatti's dad was the president of Yale. Like, if you're his dad, you're like, son, do you really want to be an actor?
Yeah. You know, I could get you into any program.
Oh, boy. You know, and then this was my favorite, though. Selma Hayek. I love Selma Hayek. Apparently, her dad was an oil executive who supposedly bought her 3 Tigers when she was a kid and begged for them.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I wonder if he worked for Exxon, because they used to have the Tiger.
Yeah.
That would make sense. At least he could write them off then, you know?
That's so much bigger than a kid who's like, I just want a pony. It's like, I just want a baby tiger.
Yeah, that's ballin' at that point. Well, there you go. That's going to do it for your least of these.
Behold God stuff.
So you've probably seen stories on the news where a family's house will burn down and the only thing that survives is the family Bible, you know? And it seems miraculous. And I do think that it is. Like, I think that God uses these stories as reminders that, you know, when the world is falling apart around us, His word remains. And this was kind of a story like this that came out of Ukraine, actually. Following the Russian invasion, there's a ministry, the Eastern European Mission, who was forced to evacuate their Bible warehouse in Kyiv.
Okay.
So Kyiv has been just decimated. It was one of the capital city. It's where they wanted to capture, you know, first. And forces in Ukraine repelled the Russian army there. But they returned to their Bible warehouse and were amazed to see that their Bible warehouse, the building, had 0 damage.
How do you explain that?
Yeah, I mean, like, you look at, they bombed everything indiscriminately, and this is just a place that is a mess, you know, and what a miracle in the midst of all of that, you know, violence and constant devastation, to see that this one place where the Word of God was kept was left untouched.
And, like, when you think about it, that's a place that needs the Word of God more than... You know, well, not more than other places, but they desperately need God over there.
Absolutely. And what's really cool, though, is they got back there and there's 16,000 Bibles that are now coming out of that building that was saved and are making their way all throughout Ukraine as people desperately need to find hope in the midst of some of their hardship and their sadness and their pain right now. And that's what's happening there. And that is God stuff. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And when I was a kid, I used to always look forward to going over to my grandparents' house.
Yeah.
Like, my grandparents were actually a lot of fun. And I know that's not everybody's story with grandparents. Like, my grandfather on my dad's side, I was scared of him when I was a kid because he was kind of this big, rough guy. And it wasn't until years later that as an adult, I got to learn what an amazing heart this guy had. He was just quiet. And so he was reserved. And so I was scared of him.
Yeah. And when you're a kid, you like have very little room to process anything other than the face value stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, your grandparents, they are very different, but there are some similarities within grandparents, okay? And as Gavin and I were talking about this the other day with just our own experiences, and there are certain things that your grandparents are always prepared for. They always have on hand, you know, when you need it. Like one of my other grandfathers on my mom's side always had a pocket full of change. Like, he always had quarters in his pocket. It was the weirdest thing. Like, right now, I have no change in my pockets.
No, me neither.
None, you know? But, like, if I went to my grandfather, if I was like, hey, Grandpa, can I have a quarter?
He'd
like,
boom.
Bam! There's a quarter, you
know?
You
want two?
Yeah, like, he always had a pocket full of change. And so that was his thing that he always seemed to have on hand. I am curious for you, what is that thing that your grandparents always have on hand? You know, and because you might find that all grandparents have this. Maybe your grandfather's like, oh my gosh, I had quarters too. Or, you know, something different. But I'm curious that what is that thing that your grandparents always seem to have around that maybe surprises you? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. It's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll see how alike our grandparents are right now. Sarah, what is that thing your grandparents always had on hand?
My grandma, we would fly up from California to Washington, and she would always have cookies hot, fresh, ready, and then in the cookie jar the entire time we were there.
And when you're a kid, you think it's a magic cookie jar. You're like, how does this keep happening?
It never ends. There were more and more, and it's like, and they were always your favorite kind.
She's doing it just to make your mom mad, because your mom, like, to her mom, is like, I don't want the kids to have a lot of sugar and sweets, and she's just pumping you full of them, because you get to spoil your grandkids. That's the beauty of it.
Right?
All right, Megan, you're up. What is that thing that your grandparents always seem to have on hand?
He always had Smarties in his pocket, the Smartie candy, and Bazooka bubblegum.
Definitely seems like old people candy, but I love it. I love it all. Like Bazooka Joe and Smarties are two of my favorite things.
Yeah, yeah. So that's one thing I remember. So it was pretty cool to go to Grandpa's and he'd always give us candy and bubblegum.
And then your grandmother always is good for a mint or a lozenge in her purse.
Exactly.
And I like how you get to a certain age where you just don't care and you're in church and you hear your grandmother get out that mint or that lozenge and start to unwrap it. And she doesn't care how many people are being baptized or saved at that moment. She's going to uncrinkle that thing as loud as possible and get that lozenge in. If you're a parent, you know what it's like to worry for your child, regardless of how old they get. You know, you're constantly worrying, praying over them, and that's kind of been a thread going on the prayer wall right now at wayfm.com. It's where people post prayer requests, and we have a team that prays for people. Other people will read these prayer requests, pray for them, check a box that says, I prayed for this, and then that person actually gets a notification in their email or text that lets them know that someone's praying for them. It's super cool how that works out, but like Michelle posted, my daughter and son-in-law have always been spiritual and believed in God. They're 27 now and have started to question everything about God. And that's tough, man. Like you teach your kids, you take them to church, you do all the right things, but they become adults and they have to figure out their faith on their own, and it has to be their faith. Like my daughter went through this after college. She went to a Christian college and then it just became less important to her for, you know, a year after school. And it's been interesting watching her be on her own down in Florida, and now it's become more important to her again, which I love. But I think you have to do the groundwork, and then you've got to just let it go. And there's only so much you can do. You can't force them.
And I think it's like good to like ask questions. It's healthy in your faith to ask questions. And when you're young, that's like a natural tendency. And also it's a natural tendency to want to go and do a bunch of things. And sometimes God gets on the back burner on that. But it is cool because like I was in a similar boat where my senior year of college, I really didn't go to church for like the last semester. And then as soon as we moved out here, it was like, oh, I really want to like let this ignite again, right? Because my parents did lay a great foundation.
That's the thing, man. Like there was a couple Christian artists last year that walked away from their faith and it made big news and it kind of rocked people's worlds. But I'm like, you know what? Sometimes you got to take the rabbit trails. You've got to ask the tough questions. And, you know, and sometimes it leads you away for a little bit. But I think that basis and that grounding in there, like the Bible talks about a child returning to their ways and to God's ways if you've done the work prior to. So, you know, hopefully that'll be the case for this family. And, you know, you can pray for them. Maybe you're walking through this yourself. But the one thing I always ask is if you go to the prayer wall to post a prayer request, all I ask is that, I mean, it's free, obviously, but like just pray for somebody else while you're there. You know, you're there anyway. Read through a couple, see what connects with you, and then pray for somebody else, because it's amazing the difference that will even start making in your own life when you start thinking about other people and their issues as well. So it's all there for you. It's our prayer wall, and it's at wayfm.com.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.